The reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 25 and starting at verse 1. Abraham took another wife whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. The descendants of Dedan were the Ashurites, the Letushites, and the Leumites. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanoch, Abida, and Elda. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac. But while he was still living, he gave gifts to the sons of his concubines and sent them away from his son Isaac to the land of the east. Altogether, Abraham lived 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man and full of years. And he was gathered to his people. His sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah near Mamre, in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite, the field Abraham had bought from the Hittites. There Abraham was buried with his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, who then lived near Beer Lahai Roy.
Well, this is the penultimate week of Abraham. And next week, Dave Greaves will finish the series. If you've brought your Bibles or there's a Bible near you, please, if you'd like to turn to it, it's Genesis 25 and it's page 26 in the church Bibles. So this morning we are thinking about the death of Abraham. It's not going to be depressing, so you don't have to worry about that. But before we have a look at that, you might be surprised to read at the top of chapter 25 in the first verse there that Abraham remarried. And he remarried and married a lady called Keturah. And she had six sons by Abraham. You might be surprised at that as well. Because there was no doubt about it. He was in old age. He was over 100. I wonder when we get to 100, will we have the same vitality and strength? Who knows? We'll trust God for that. You know that Abraham already had two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. You might think, why does he need any more children? Why doesn't he just say, I'll just take things easy and watch my grandchildren grow up? But of course, you will remember that God said to Abraham, a great nation will come from you, is what God said to him. And God called him out one day and he said, look up to the stars in the sky, if you can count them. And he said, so shall your offspring be, is what God said to Abraham. So it is only logical that with God's help, that this nation to be would need many sons to get started. I think you can work that one out, can't you? And we read before Abraham's death that he gave gifts to his sons and he left everything he owned to Isaac. Isaac, of course, was the son of the covenant. And then in verse 7, we read this. Altogether, Abraham lived 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man full of years, and he was gathered to his people. When somebody dies, when a person dies, at their funeral, there's usually a tribute or a summary of the deceased person's life. And one of the relatives usually reads that out to everybody. I always find these tributes very interesting, actually, because you learn a lot more about people. Where do they originate from? What did they do in their early years? What kind of work did they do? What interests did they have in their life? And if they were a believer, how did they come to faith and be a follower of Jesus Christ? So what I want to do this morning is look back on Abraham's life and really look at a summary of the kind of things that he was involved with and how God used him. We're not going to look at everything because we would be here until well into the afternoon. So where did Abraham come from originally? It tells us in the Bible that he came from Ur of the... There's two ways of pronouncing it, Ur of the Chaldeans or Ur of the Chaldeans. Now that's in southern Iraq. And Abraham's father, Terah, he took the whole family and his intention was to go to Canaan. But in fact, when he got to a place called Haran, that's H-A-R-A-N, he settled there. Now Haran, or Haran, depending how posh you are, is in southern Turkey. And so that's where they lived. But in chapter 12, we read that God calls Abraham to follow him. A very significant time for Abraham. God calls Abraham to follow him. And God says to Abraham, leave your country, leave your people, and leave your father's household, and go to the land I will guide you to. So Abraham did what God told him to do. He didn't know where he was going to, but he followed God's instructions and left. And in fact, God took him to the land of Canaan. As you know, that was a land that was promised to the Israelites. And you remember all about the time of Moses when the people were brought out of Egypt and God sent them on their way to the promised land. And in chapter 15, we read that God makes a covenant or an agreement with Abraham. And he says, your wife will have a son and you will be father of a great nation. Abraham believes what God says. And the Bible says, because Abraham believed, God credited to him as righteousness. Another significant time in Abraham's life. Chapter 12, God says, follow me, I want you to leave all of this and go to a place I want you to go to. I've chosen for you. And then in this chapter 15, he says, you shall have a son, and Abraham believes him. And God says, and the Bible tells us, that God, because Abraham believed, that God credited it to him as righteousness. So what does righteousness mean in biblical terms? That means that Abraham was in a right relationship with God. Abraham is not perfect. You may remember some of the things that has been said over the weeks. He was not perfect. He got things wrong, as all of us do. And on two occasions, he told lies to two kings. And got himself into trouble with both of them. But he did love God and believed God's promises. How important it is to do that. God calls us to love him. You remember the verse. The Bible says that we are to love God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our soul. Now that's a real challenge, and you know that. But that's the kind of strength that God wants us to love him. He wants us to love him, and he wants us to believe his promises. Just this last week, I was speaking to somebody, and they said that when they were ill, and when they were lying in bed for such a long time, and they would wake up in the morning, and they would think about God's promises. And that was a real help to them, as they thought about what God had promised to them as a believer and as a Christian. So God loved Abraham, and Abraham loved God back and believed his promises. In fact, the Bible states that Abraham was a friend of God. That's a lovely title, isn't it? I wouldn't mind that on my gravestone, that Sid Bond was a friend of God. That's what the Bible says about Abraham. And God made Abraham the father of the Jewish nation. So Abraham dies in the land of Canaan, having lived a full life, and he was an obedient servant of God. And God was his strength. How important that is as well. You can ask yourself the question, what is the strength of my life? What is the strength of my life? What keeps me going? What supports me? What sustains me when I'm finding life difficult? I hope you can say, it's my faith in God. It's God Almighty who holds me in his hands, who watches over me. So he was an obedient servant of God, and God was his strength. And in chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse 10, it says that Abraham was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Abraham was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. In other words, Abraham was looking forward to living in heaven with God. His earthly life was over, and he had to leave all of his wealth and all he had behind. For God indeed had blessed him and made him a very wealthy man. But Abraham knew that there was a heavenly place waiting for him, and that he would spend eternity with the God that he loved. But you know, more importantly than Abraham's life is, what about our lives? We can read about Abraham and say, that was great, and it's an interesting story, and we can learn so much from it. But God is interested in our lives, as we were saying before when we were thinking about the children's talk. God is interested in us. We're still living and breathing, and I hope that we have many years before us. Can we relate to Abraham's experience? Do we know God? Are we righteous? Can we say, I am sure I'm going to heaven? I know most of you here this morning, and I know so many of you are believers. And to those questions, you would say yes, and yes, and yes. Praise God for that. But as God called Abraham to follow him, so God calls those of us who are not believers to follow him too. And you know, you may have been coming to church for a long time, and you may enjoy coming to church and seeing these lovely people, etc. But the truth of the matter is that the Bible is talked about the gospel of God. And one day we'll leave this place. And God wants us to be in heaven with him. The Bible tells us that God would have all people to turn to him in salvation. For that's why Jesus died on the cross. So God calls us to follow Jesus. How do we know this? Because Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and he died on the cross for my sins. And in the book of the Gospel of John, in chapter 3, it says, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So if you want to be right with God, and that is to be righteous, you need to put your trust in Jesus Christ. It's a very simple message. It's a very simple message, isn't it? The Bible tells us that if we want to be righteous, and you know what another thing is that the Bible says also is that there will be no unrighteousness in heaven. In other words, unless you are righteous, you won't be allowed into heaven. They're not my words. They're God's words. So we need to be a follower of Jesus Christ. You need to put your trust in him. For also in that John chapter 3 it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So if you want to belong to God, as Abraham did, if you want to belong to God, as Abraham did, ask God to forgive your sins. Believe that Jesus is God's Son and that he died for you on the cross. And then put your faith and confidence in God's hands. If you're not a believer, you can do that. You can do it this morning. Believe that Jesus died for you and that he is God's Son. And ask God to forgive you. And then put your faith and your confidence into God's hands.